previously on Algoa FM Breakfast.
Good morning. Who is having breakfast in bed? Who is having champagne breakfast?
Oh, ooh, look at this.
Living the life.
Wendy, just a quick question. I've been out last night. It was my daughter's birthday, as it turns out. And we went out to one of the restaurants, a quite popular street in Port Elizabeth. And I noticed that the car park was packed, all the restaurants in the particular area. And also 2 weeks ago, I was in Cape Town, and it was packed as well. Is this a sign that things are on the up regarding the lockdown? And where we currently are at?
It's such a peculiar situation because, you know, the one thing I think is that we are South Africa's most loved industry. And you can't live through a week without visiting a restaurant or having your favorite meal or having an ice cold beer or going to one of the picturesque places that we've got and having a glass of wine or connecting with people. That is the soulful place that is the connecting point of South Africa. And I think one of the great things is that through lockdown, there's really been a lot of negativity, a lot of emotion, a lot of pain, a lot of hardship. And the one place where people are always drawn to have a connection is a restaurant. It is the sole place for everybody to be. So whilst we appear to be busy, we are certainly grateful for all the support of the public and our friends are coming back into our businesses and we are feeling the love. The economy is depleted. I mean, that is a reality. So ticket sales are down. We've seen a lot of restaurants closing, so I think more restaurants appear to be busier because there's just a finer thread of restaurants that are out there. But all in all, I think that the restaurants are certainly feeling positive. They are looking for a promising, uplifting space to continue to trade in. The beautiful staff that work in our restaurants, I mean, they're just so lovely. I just have so much respect for them. You know, through all the hardship and the time and everything. They're in our businesses. They're serving people with a smile. And I see people are tipping a lot more than what they used to before lockdown. And generally, I think there's just a wonderful, beautiful feeling inside our businesses.
I mean, do you feel or think that there is a time frame to this recovery? Obviously, it's going to take some time.
Look, you know, there's no help from anywhere. And we are really the truest of true entrepreneurs. You know, we are the pioneers of COVID. There's no other operator that you're going to find that has been through the treacheries that we've been through and have come out on the other side without really having tall shoulders and broad ways of being able to get through this. And, you know, we beautiful people. We just want to make beautiful memories and serve people great food and connect with all the amazing people who come into our businesses. So without a platform to have rent relief or to have bank loans suppressed and stuff like that, it's difficult because we can't rebuild the industry unless we have relief from somewhere. So we kind of do it on our own. I think people are doing a really amazing job. You know, we're kind of living from hand to mouth and, you know, saving 5 cents to put back to the debt. And it's going to take years to pay back that debt if ever we are able to pay back the debt. But for the moment, our doors are open, the fires are on, the music is on, the lights are on, people are enjoying being back in the restaurant. And we're creating beautiful jobs for people who just love working in the industry.
Wendy, any apprehension perhaps around a predicted third wave and any contingency plans or some ideas around that?
No, as long as I've got a tall pair of heels, I will stand strong on any union building floor outside the president's office, and I will advocate that we do not need to go into a difficult space with the restaurants. Over the last month, we have done everything to prove that we are compliant, that the transmissions do not sit within restaurants, that we have got the highest degree of regulations and compliance. And we will continue to advocate that and to continue to build the relationships that we have with the various ministerial divisions to highlight that the uncontrolled spaces is the risk area for the transmission of COVID. And if government sticks true to their word and they do what they say they do and the vaccines get dispensed accordingly and we can expedite that, we'll move into a whole different place and hopefully, you know, we will move into the new normal is what they keep calling it and try and rebuild this beautiful country and see where we go to over the next couple of years.
Yeah, definitely a different tone and a different message. We're speaking of one of a very slow recovery, but what is fantastic is that the restaurants are open. You're able to, you know, meet with your family, go out, have a drink, enjoy a nice plate of dinner. And we're grateful for all the hard work that you've done. Obviously, you dining out at the union buildings to prove a point. You really, really did. And I think we got to thank you for that. But
no, pleasure. And, you know, it's truly thankful to South Africa because if you didn't show the love to the industry, so many more people would have lost their jobs and so many more people would have lost their beautiful businesses, their restaurants, their dreams that are iconic to your history and to your memories and moments and all the beautiful creations that have brought us to where we are today, you know? So thank you to South Africa, too, for everything that they've done to keep our industry afloat.
Absolutely. Onwards and upwards. Wendy Alberts, CEO for the Restaurants Association in South Africa. Thank you so much for joining us.
Thank you.
Bye-bye.
Algoa FM Breakfast is the business.